This year's award is, I think, a little bit personal for some of us in the media because we hear a lot of cliches and a lot of nonsense, some of them intentional, some of them unintentional, from players. And so for one of our players here in Minnesota to get pilloried for actually giving an honest, interesting quote after a game, I think to me made this an obvious choice for this award winner. This year's winner is Chad Greenway, the only NFL player I know who catalogs what reporters are wearing throughout training camp. Occasionally accosts them from on the practice field to yell things across, but more importantly, understands the job we do, understands why we need to do it, and his role in it, which is why, win or lose, I think you can always go to Chad for a super-duper quote. So with that, this year's award winner, Chad Greenway.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it very much. Yeah. First one, finally got it. No, I mean, all joking aside, I think it's something as a player, obviously, in the NFL, it's part of our job, part of, we understand the media's role in our success, not only in our teams, I think personal success. You look back to, I know there's numerous guys that have done, you know, either personal stories or about guys on the team. Thanks for getting here, Sid. You know, and we appreciate those shout outs to us as well. You know, things we do off the field, there's always at least two or three of you guys there to kind of steer us in the right direction and just as far as how people look at us and charitable work off the field. It's not just about what may or may not be happening on the field, positives and negatives of our play. Say a little bit about the guy, the award's named for, Corey Stringer. You know, I didn't know him personally, obviously, didn't play with him. Just had a chance to talk to Fred Puggett, who recruited him to Ohio State. Said a great guy, not a good guy, specifically naming that, just saying that, you know, he was the type of guy that people wanted to be like, wanted to be around. Talked to Jimmy Kleinsaucer about him in the past. And one of those guys that everybody just sort of kind of, he was polarizing. Everybody kind of brought everybody to him. And so obviously to win an award in honor of his name is pretty pretty exciting for me. And obviously we see his locker every day in the locker room. So it means a lot to this organization. Obviously Corey Stringer does. And it means a lot to me and my family to win this award. You know, I also just take the time now to, you know, obviously my family with my father's situation went through some tough things this year. And I thought really all you guys in the media here, the local media in Minneapolis, St. Paul, did a great job of sort of letting it take its course with me personally. And not rushing me into saying something or, you know, jumping all over me with text messages or phone calls. And I appreciate that. My family appreciates that as well. So from our family to you guys, and we thank you for that as well. And I guess after that I'll take a few questions, but thank you guys very much.
You didn't know you're from Iowa, otherwise you wouldn't have got the award.
Grew up in South Dakota, and obviously, I'm a Hawkeye, and Sid loves to play on that a little bit. And but Sid, you're always good for some good ones there.
Hey, one football question, Chad. What's it like to be back in this kind of a game with this kind of magnitude after 3 years or so?
Yeah, I think we're excited, obviously, around here to be back in a game of this magnitude. It's been since, what, 09? You know, really, I guess the opener in 10 was kind of a big stage, a big moment for us, too. And I think the young guys who haven't experienced a game like this, they're going to see it firsthand and get to play some big-time football. And we're obviously excited. The guys who have been there, now we're getting back to it. And, you know, they have a lot to play for. We have a lot to play for, and it's going to be a big game. You know, I think the most exciting part for us, we get to be at home. I think we all know we play a lot better football in the loud dome. It's an afternoon game, so they should be really loud, and should be a fun time for us.
Advice to help get them loud?
You know, just show up on time, and you know what? Be there, be loud, and like I said, don't sell any tickets to the guys wearing green. Let's keep it purple. Anything else?
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Appreciate it. That was nice.
Thanks, Sid.